It is Tuesday, April 16th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. Huge billows of smoke are wafting over downtown Copenhagen. Flames erupting early this morning in the 17th century Old Stock Exchange. Parts of the roof have collapsed, as has the building's iconic spire. The building was undergoing renovations. Federal Budget Day, a Leger poll finding a majority of Canadians like what they've been hearing from the Liberals over the past couple of weeks in terms of what will be in the budget, among other things. 73% said they support the proposed housing infrastructure fund. 71% back the school food program. 67% are on board with the apartment construction loan program. We'll find out more and how the government plans to pay for all this afternoon. Countdown is on to May 1st and changes to garbage collection in Barrie. Director of Waste Management Stephanie Mack urging everyone to check the literature that's been delivered to homes or the city's website for details and schedule changes rather than rely on looking out the window to see what the neighbors are doing. Among the changes, pet waste will be accepted in green bins.
We know that our garbage is about our curbside garbage, 18% pet waste. So this could potentially, if everyone does the right thing and puts it in the green bin, we could save 3,600 tons at the landfill every year.
We have more on the coming changes at Barry360.com. The winning bidder of more than a dozen unopened boxes of classic hockey cards found in Regina has put them up for sale. Says he's not a huge card collector and he was feeling remorseful after hearing how upset the runner-up bidder was. There could be as many as 30 Wayne Gretzky rookie cards in the 1979-80 collection. He's only asking what he paid for the cards. $3.7 million. That's your kickstart for April 16th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, friendship isn't about who came first. It's about who came and never left.